Welcome back to Correct Me If I'm Wrong. My name's Nene, and to the right of me,
Patrick.
Dev. And to the right of me,
Dev. And to the right of me,
Mesa. To the right
Mesa
of Lou. Me.
Mesa Lou.
Mesa. Nah, Lee, guys, not funny.
Jesus is already losing it.
Oh, man.
And then we just have Jesus.
What's up, guys? I'm kind of in the middle, I guess.
It has a bunch of rights and the triangle.
So one-way street that we gotta go down.
So I wanted to just talk about what we've done. I guess we haven't met up, what, it's been about a month? So for me, it's been crazy. Not to start off on a negative note, but I've just been struggling. So you guys don't have children. So I have been struggling so bad with trying to get the kids like situated in school, and this corona thing has really thrown me for a loop. And Abram got switched to 3 different teachers within 2 days of school starting, so that's been a little bit crazy.
Dang, that's crazy.
Finally I got his logins and everything good to go, but I got him into daycare, so they don't officially start school until like 3 weeks from now. And so he's really been scared about this whole corona thing. And it's funny because the first day that I picked him up from daycare, because he's going to daycare, first day that I picked him up from daycare, he was like, oh my gosh, mom, he's all, they are not taking the proper precautions. I was like, what? And he's like, no, they didn't take our temperature like they said, like 3 times a day. And he's like, I'm the only one, me and another boy are the only ones that wore a mask all day long. So he's really scared. He's the only one that's wearing like a mask, which is crazy. Like, that's, I pick crazy. Him up and he still has his little mask on, but he's because he's super scared. And then he's like, and his kids are not 6 feet. He's like, there's a boy that's biting people.
Oh my god, he turned into vampires.
But it's been like a week, and so they take your temperature when before you walk in. So they haven't had a case yet at this daycare. So they do take precautions, but I guess it's less likely for the kid to have it. I would think that more than likely the kids are the carriers, and so they don't show symptoms. Maybe that's what's happening. Who knows? But I'm glad to get all that done.
I think if they're younger than the age of 10, they don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, they don't have to.
I have a coworker that's going through the same thing. He's super stressed out about his kids going back to school too. He's been talking about him being really worried about getting everything squared away as for like where they're gonna go to school, what they're gonna do like online or in school or whatever. So that's crazy.
It's been a mess. And then his teacher, I talked to his teacher, and the one that's actually his teacher, and you know, it was just hard. She didn't really know what was happening either. I said, no, they're not going till the 26th. And she was like, what? And I was like, what? Thinking like, you should know this. Why do I know this? And she was, it was just, it's been crazy.
The other day, it was so funny. So me and Nate went to go, right, get a, I got a reward on my little Sonic app, right, for a free coffee, right? And it's like 8 o'clock at night, right? And Nate's like, let's go get a drink. I want that coffee, right? And that's right. So we pull up to Sonic. We're like the only people in there, right? And you order through the app. So we checked in through the app. And we're like sitting there waiting. And this girl comes out. She's like, hey, do y'all want like anything else other than the coffee? Like, y'all want anything else? And Nate's like, no, like, we'll take the coffee. She's like, okay. Right? She goes inside and we're like, that's weird, right? And then so we wait like another like 5-6 minutes. And the guy comes out. He goes, hey, like, I'm sorry about the wait. Like, none of us know how to make it. He's like, we had to, like, call somebody, so they just, like, arrived. He's like, just give us just a few more minutes.
What type of coffee did you order?
He, like, walks in. I said, Nay. I was like, that poor girl came out here to try to convince you to literally get anything else for free. And you were like, no, I want my coffee at 8 o'clock at night.
I guess they just added it to the list, and so it's new. So
yeah. I
guess
I don't think I've ever seen a coffee.
I got the same location.
One that knew how to make it. It was good. It was good. She made it good.
It's good.
We should have to drive into work to make it. Imagine that call. Hello? Oh, yeah. There's some lady here very adamant about getting us coffee. I'm on my way. Yeah, so Nate's that person.
How many times have we tried to do something like that at work? Like, try to convince someone not to do something because we don't want to do it, or we just can't do it? Yeah. We're like, hey.
Are you sure?
How positive are you really
want
this?
Are you sure you want your burger with ketchup?
Yes, I do.
I would always make fun of Devin. So, like, I used to work at Rockies in Big Spring, right? And, you know, we'd have all the burger stuff laid out. So you're making burger, everything's quick, right? The mustard and mayonnaise is right there. You get the giant spatula and just throw it on the buns, piece of cake. But the ketchup was a pain because we didn't have it in the thing. So we had to, like, walk out where, like, you know, a regular customer would be and get one of those little bitty packages. What? Go back in here, tear it open, squeeze it on the thing, smooth it out. So I hate it when people who got ketchup on their freaking burger. And Devin is one of those freaking people.
First time I ever got a burger in front of a... I get my burger with just cheese and ketchup only. Plain and dry cheese
no
and ketchup.
No meat or anything. It's weird. Like a grilled just cheese. Go, no, it's
just, and Patrick looks at me like, you're meat. One of those people. Do you know what I had to go through, Devin?
I feel like it's such a more efficient way to get that done. Why do you
use packets? Gotta walk outside.
I have no idea why they always use package.
That's crazy.
Maybe he walks outside and says hi to the customers with the burger.
He's like, here's your ketchup.
Because you didn't know how to get this yourself. I got to put it on for you.
I started back at work again. And the whole thing with the virus, too, has been crazy. We go to work and we're social distancing. So everyone's wearing the mask and everyone's just separated. And then we're making lesson plans for doing online and virtual. So it's like right now we got stuff planned for face to face, but now we have to figure out how we're gonna do that online with all the material and everything. So that's pretty cray.
Do y'all have to wear shields, like the face thing?
You can. It's all up to you. Like, you can either wear the mask or the face shield. So I have both. I'm trying to decide because it's kind of hard to you could talk, but like sometimes it's muffled. So like if you're talking to somebody, if someone's talking to you, they're having a hard time trying to hear you. So imagine you're trying to talk to a whole bunch of kids and everything, trying to teach them 2+2.
Because I feel like we read lips more than you think.
I've heard someone say this. So like,
yeah. Maybe. I just like how everyone looks like they're ready for hockey. little goaltender mask.
And then I said I felt like Batman because I was like, my mask. My mask. And one time when you go into the daycare to pick up your kid, they take your temperature and you have to have your mask. One morning, I totally forgot. Nobody told me anything, but I just forgot.
You were just there.
You just have to remember always to have it.
And see, being in sales, it's already tough to remember people sometimes, right? They're like, hey, man, remember me? And you're like, yeah.
I remember those eyes.
Like, now I'm like, with the mask, oh my God. They're like, hey, Chris, how's it going? I'm like, hey. Hi. What did you get?
What color mask did you have on last time?
You switch masks.
Have you seen the memes where it's like mean, where it's showing a girl and, you know, she's not that attractive from her nose or her lips, I guess. And she just has nice eyes.
That does make things more difficult.
Yeah, basically say that those girls made it.
I wouldn't say they made it, but it definitely made it. I wouldn't say dating with things more difficult when it comes to finding someone attractive. You're like, oh yeah, wait. Do you have to sneeze or something? Pull that down. You have an itch. It's got your nose.
I started working from home permanently, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, you made it.
I had to go clean out my locker for. I just have allergies.
Like, you ain't sad. Get out of here.
Yeah. Who's I could clean out all my trash.
It's pretty much all trash.
Just trash and contact solution. It's like all that was in my locker.
And your Hot Wheels box.
My Hot Wheels.
He did used to have a huge thing of, what was it?
Ibuprofen.
Yeah,
I like a big bottle of ibuprofen.
Big bottle.
And I went there empty. It was like completely empty. So I was like, man.
Those things are expensive.
Those are expensive. A lot of people owe me some ibuprofen.
I got a promotion.
Nice.
Woo.
Noise.
So it's pretty nice. Nice, decent little pay raise. It's more responsibility. I got a promotion, and then my boss is like, oh, I got a promotion. I'm leaving. I was like,
oh. Oh, my
so
gosh.
I don't know how to do anything. He's like, you'll get it.
I believe in you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. He's like, I'm going out to Virginia Beach. I got $35,000 extra, so I'm out. Deuces. And I was like,
That is dope.
Yeah.
But he had to move where?
He's going to Virginia Beach. I can't remember the exact like city, but it's somewhere, I don't know, something like that. So he's super stoked. Out of Midland.
I'm starting school next month too, or this month, I guess. Last week, yeah. So I don't even know. Like, they haven't told me like if we're gonna be in school, because my classes are majority in class. Like,
yeah.
I have to learn like a craft. So they started doing, you know, the last semester, the last 2 weeks virtual, and it's super hard to get virtual stuff when you have to actually do hands-on. It's pretty intense. But yeah, they haven't really posted anything, so I'm like checking every day. I'm like, I don't even know, like, what's happening. Am I going to go inside the classroom, out, like, don't know. It's pretty intense.
And it starts like on the 24th?
Yeah. I start the 20... Yeah, well, the Tuesday. I start Tuesday. So we'll see. I think they said one day out of the week is going to be in class and one day out of the week is going to be online. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Difficult to do an online class when it's like a actual hands-on kind of craft, you know.
It's like culinary. You're trying to cook a chicken. I forgot how to do it. Does this look good?
And it'd be like overcooked for the game.
Bloody raw. Yeah, I can see how that'd be difficult.
Yeah.
I forgot to address something that I was called out on, right? So a long time ago, we did a topic on if we were to have one person on the show, who would it be, right? Like just celebrity, right? And I chose my homegirl, you know, someone I thought. I chose Ellen. Ellen been under a lot of scrutiny lately for being mean. So, yeah, I still have her on the show, though.
Our new fanboy, Antonio, he texted me. He said, hey, you tell Patrick, since he invited Ellen, how'd he feel about her, her scrutiny she's under? It is I was like, God dang, okay.
Freaking it's Ellen, like man. Do you still like her? Or
yeah, I still believe in
it. Like, do you think it's all fake? Or it's...
I don't. I think when so much stuff like that comes out, I don't. It's hard for me to say that it's fake. It's hard though because like I forgot who I was talking to, but they're like, when she's like a comedian, so do you think like her humor like outside of the show just might be taken wrong by like some people? You know, because some people just have harsher humor, right? And I don't know. It's hard. It's hard, right? Because I've never heard her. So.
Well, I feel like there's like a lot of people saying like the same thing about her, though. Yeah, that's the interesting part. Like, yeah, maybe here and there, maybe someone can take it the wrong way, but not when
over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah,
yeah. Sad days.
Sheesh.
And she seems so nice.
She does seem so nice. Yeah. So now they're looking for her like replacement. They're talking about that one guy. What's his name? James
Corden.
No, the late night host?
Yeah, he's like a late night host.
He's like super, they're saying he's super rude too, though.
Oh my God, everyone's rude. No, I'm done with celebrity. Are we rude?
I'm legit, like, there's a ton of YouTube videos of, like, people pretty much with the same stories that he's, like, really rude. And he got in a fight. He did an award show where he presented with someone else, and it was the actor that plays X-Men, the doctor, you know, the wheelchair. That actor. And while they were both presenting, he like called him out. Like he called James out for being super rude and stuff like that they were on stage. And it's pretty interesting. You should watch the video because it was super awkward and he was like super serious about it. But apparently, yeah, he's super rude.
Patrick, no.
James Corden? Oh, Patrick Stewart?
Yeah, is that who it is? Oh, yeah. Man. I was the confident. I should have just owned it.
Patrick. Unless you were just like, hey, Patrick, help.
No, I just wasn't confident.
Confidence, buddy. You got to have some confidence in you.
Dang, I had it. Didn't stick the landing.
I have a new thing I've been watching. So I get into like these random little phases, right? We've talked about this tremendously on the show. Anyways, my new thing is gorillas. So I saw this video. This video came up on YouTube, right, on the recommendations, like how to survive a gorilla attack, right? So I was like, you never know. So you always have to kind of keep, you know, your options up. You never know you're gonna run into a gorilla. So I'm watching it. And it's just so crazy, like, the things they recommend. They're like, do not look at it in your eyes. Do not smile at it. It's like, the gorilla's like the ultimate, like, punk fest. Like, it's like the ultimate bully. Like, because it's like, literally, don't look at it because it'll take it as, like, a challenge. Like, just lower your shoulders and, like, sit down and pretend you're weak. So apparently, if you try to, like, punk out a gorilla, like, it takes it, like, as an immediate challenge. And I just thought it was, like, and the, like, the last, like, worst case scenario thing is it's probably going to grab you, like, drag you around the ground for a while to make sure you're, like, not a threat. It's just, like, he's, like, and they're, like, just do not resist.
Just go limp, go limp.
Don't run.
Yeah, yeah. No, it definitely says, whatever you do, do not run because, like, you're not going to outrun it. You're not going to outclimb it. You're not going to, like, out anything.
No. It's the prime beast.
It's, like, of the world.
So it's just crazy. There was this one video of this guy making a documentary, and he apparently had been dealing with this, like, silverback for a long time, for years. So what he decided to do is take another gorilla that they had, like a baby gorilla they had from like whatever zoo or whatever they kept them at. And he brought this baby gorilla. He's like holding it, right? He's like petting this baby gorilla. And then he says, like, all these other gorillas start coming out. He says, they're making weird noises that I've never heard them make. And he's known all this gorilla family for years. Then he goes out from the brush, like the brush, you just boom, boom. And here's that silverback that he's known forever. And it's just like staring at him. Then it makes some like weird call. He goes, I've never heard it make that call. Then it just like charges at him, like to the point that the dude just drops the baby gorilla. And the silverback grabs the baby gorilla and then runs back into the bush. He's like, and they're like, that was a mistake. So that baby gorilla got adopted.
Yeah. I'm your dad now.
Holy smokes.
And then there was one where one stands and walks.
Oh,
but the
yeah.
Others don't.
There's like a gorilla that got really popular apparently because a lot of his videos went viral, but he doesn't like to walk on all fours. He'll walk on twos. So he's just like imagine this giant super,
super small.
Yeah, he's just walking on his like actually hind legs. So yeah.
Creepy. That's so creepy.
I think I remember seeing a picture video of, I guess one of them had where it's like your pigmentation of the skin, like it goes white, you know, that
oh,
kind
right.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was a gorilla, but it was on his like thumbs and stuff. And it literally looked like human, like a human hand. Oh, they were like, this is
crazy.
How, like it literally looked like a human thumb, but obviously yeah. like huge, you know, but it's just super wild, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like seeing like how much they say they're like learning, like they yeah. use like tools and stuff to like open up coconuts and things like that. And I didn't know they ate like meat, like it showed them like hunting other small like monkeys. Like there'll like, be like a bunch of small monkeys in there, and then it's like this specific type of monkey they like to eat. So they'll like surround it and like just start charging at it, and they'll grab it and like tear it open and start handing it out. Yeah, they said like the main silverback will get in, like literally you'll see it like just tear off pieces.
Oh,
sorry if you're eating right now, by the way. It'll literally like it'll tear off a leg and like hand it to another gorilla, and tear off another leg and hand it to another gorilla, and they just like pass it along.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to throw a disclaimer in there.
Yeah.
So is it do they take baby gorillas like very young, like at birth, and teach them? Because don't they can't they learn? They're pretty smart, right? A gorilla, and they learn sign language and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. There's that Coco gorilla that had no sign language. Even remember that it was famous for like meeting Robin Williams,
mm-hmm.
and they told her Robin Williams like you know died, and like she was able to like understand
and
what that meant.
Sad,
they said that she like mourned.
Yeah.
So, no, it's pretty crazy. That's, I don't know, that's just been my thing lately is gorillas. So.
We started watching that Down to Earth Netflix thing with Zac Efron. I don't know
oh,
if you've
right.
seen it.
Uh-huh.
But we just saw the one where they went to Paris, France. And I just thought it was well because I had no idea about the whole water situation, how they essentially have free water for everyone. Like purified water, like not purified, but like drinkable water
right.
everywhere. Like it's in the streets. Like you take your water, and there's have a bunch of fountains.
That's crazy.
They have spring water. There's an app that you can use to go find water. There's a bunch of little stations, stuff like that. It's super interesting. There, and then they showed like how they clean the water and pretty much distribute it all through you know Paris and stuff like that. But isn't that crazy? Just walk in. The guy had a canteen and he opened a spout and it was just like clean water and you know.
That's crazy.
Go around your day. So if you haven't watched it yet, yeah, that's it. Really. Like it blew my mind because I had no idea that they're
yeah.
super that's like their main focus is water. Like their water is like super clean. Even the water is coming out of the fountains, it's clean. Like
dang.
Just everything about it is super super crazy.
Our water in Big Spring out of the fountain you're supposed to be able to drink. Or not clean.
It was and then they have little vending machines and they sell you bottles to get water from outside. Like, they just have empty bottles
oh,
outside.
Oh, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they sell you the bottle to reuse. They have sparkling water fountains. They have, you know, normal water fountains. Like, it's pretty freaking intense. We were just, like, mind-blown about the whole thing. I was like, oh, the U.S. could never, like,
no,
never, never.
Sustain anything. Like, no. We'd have people out there, like, connecting their hose and cleaning their trucks with it.
So I have a story that's related to water slash... another bathroom story. I don't know what it is about me in bathrooms. So I'm at the house and I'm using the restroom. It's a normal day, you know, everything's going fine. On the sink, the faucet, right? We have a little towel wrapped around it because, like, when you turn the faucet, there's a little bit of leak. It's not been that bad. You just wash hands real quick and then you just turn it off. You go about your business.
Why haven't you fixed that?
Huh?
Why haven't you fixed it?
Oh, my bad. Like, because It was like the seal.
He said, I did. I put a towel around the name. Oh, you hear the beginning of the story?
I fixed it.
Like, it's YouTube. Anyway, that's good. I went to go wash my hands, and I turn it, and it pops up. And it's full pressure. Think of like the so what's like the guy like the geyser. What's that big famous Yosemite Park or whatever? Like it's just going up, and I'm like, help! And filling up the water, and I'm putting my hands over it. And you know what's worse? This is the hot water, so I'm putting my hands over it. It's like, burning. Oh my gosh! And like it's burning. I'm like ah, and it's just like rushing, almost filling up the floor. And so we had to put a cup, and then I had to go to the bottom and turn it off. Like, so like I had to put the toilet. So I had to go on the bottom and like tighten it to stop the pressure of the water still going. So we had to call the city to come shut off the water. But what sucked is we didn't know where the shut off the water part was, and he didn't even know either.
Your house has a thing.
I don't know where it is. It was like we're just looking for it. He has like a little like a
crescent tool.
He's just like picking through the grass, and we finally found it. It's a bunch of dirt. We turned it off, and then the water's turned off, and then I went to go buy a new faucet, and the plumbers came the next day to put it on and everything, and whew.
Yeah, I only know about that because my dad. That's kind of close to the same thing happened. He's like, as soon as it happened to my mom, she was like, go shut. My mom was like, oh my gosh, my dad's on. Let me go shut the valve outside of the house. And I was like, huh, that's a thing. I need to know where that is whenever I have my own house. Yeah. But that's a thing. You need to know where that is.
Yeah, mine's in my front yard, like to the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How to do it. This is another showing of that Devin does not know his own strength. You cannot trust Devin around anything that just... Anything really?
No, remember the thing he threw when he was fishing?
Just flew the whole room. He broke Cody's chair one time.
I don't remember that.
He just handed it to Cody in two pieces. He's like,
sorry, man.
We also learned he's not a great volleyball player.
Yeah, Devin. Oh, that's another update we didn't say.
Yeah, we didn't say.
We went to Mace's hometown. To go to hold our championship belt up high because we normally kill it at volleyball. We gave Devin a little bit more responsibility this year, and
we got smashed.
For one, it wasn't just me. Okay, I did decent. Not everyone was on the A game.
I just want to point out that my pregnant sister.
Your pregnant sister was killing it.
We traded Devin for Mesa's pregnant sister. We went undefeated.
Undefeated. We didn't lose another game.
She had experience. So and she's really good. So
it's just so funny with Devin because like he's a big guy. So the volleyball's coming his way. And he's either going to hit it so soft it barely goes anywhere, or he's going to hit it so hard we got to get out of the pool. Go get it.
They are trying to move like quickly to get in the next spot because they're like going all the way over there. They hit it like right in the spot I can't get.
Antonio typically brags about beating us because this has been a yearly thing, right? The past couple of years we've been able to play some volleyball in the pool. And this year I was like, he's not talking any trash. What's going on here? And he's like, yeah, man, I felt bad for you.
He said it wasn't a fair match.
I said, all right. I mean, which I think felt a little worse, actually.
Yeah, we could have carried it this year. The pole was too big to carry that weight.
That, and we're a little more out of shape than we were the past couple of years.
We'll start training. I start training tomorrow for next year.